Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Here we are, Friday the 10th of June on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. And when a team needs to snap out of a streak, having the reigning MVP on the mound and at the plate seems pretty helpful.
Drives that one, hit well. Shohei Ohtani has done it! He's back in the saddle! 2-1 Angels! Shohei, the home run! Two-run home run, providing the help he needed on a swing the other way, left center.
Shohei with the homer to back up his own seven innings of one-run ball. Alex Cora of the Red Sox called him, quote, the best athlete in the world, unquote, before the game. I like it. It's either him or that Oklahoma softball player, Jocelyn Alo. She's unstoppable. Wish I could pick her in Beat the Streak, but I cannot. We pick major league hitters within the Beat the Streak section of the MLB Play app. And we have fun and try to win $5.6 million. As we look at the state of the streak, one guy was rolling. He was rolling. It was Wes D3. He was our first streaker to reach 40 on the season, and we're using the past tense because I was rooting for a deep run. He'd been playing patiently, days off here and there, went with a double down yesterday. Aaron Judge went 1-for-4 in the Yankees' loss in Minnesota. And Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves. Here's Acuna at bat in the fifth. He got a gift of a ball strike call to extend his at bat in that fifth inning, but didn't do anything productive with it.
Brubaker saying, this guy doesn't need any more help.
Exactly.
So a swing on the house for Ronald here. 2-2 pitch. He was swinging, but hits it into the shift. And Chang, the play, retires Ronald. And that is out number one.
Boy, outs sound so sad on the Beat the Streak podcast.
I know. And, you know, Chip Carey, not aware of the streak that was on the line there. That is kind of a non-dramatic call of this streak coming to an end. Come on, Chip.
Well, the truth is it ended with a walk in Acuna's last at bat in the seventh. But that was even less dramatic on the highlight call. Acuna reached base twice, Ryan, with a walk and a hit by pitch, but those don't count. And West D3 is back to what? Where is he?
0.0.
Oh, the pain.
Now, you heard in the highlight there from Chip Carey that he hit it into the shift. If they ban the shift, I wonder if West D3 wins $5.6 million.
It's entirely possible, but you can't do it retroactively. Our top streakers are all in the high 20s now. Kyle Schelotis, 26, is at 29 with Luis Robert of the Sox and Andrew Benintendi of the Royals, the number one most selected hitter yesterday. A couple other items to highlight before we do our picks, and we're going to hit the weekend with Lucy Burge from BetQL in a matter of moments. But first, a healthy Twins lineup is a stacked Twins lineup, and they got on Gerrit Cole of the Yankees immediately.
Now Buxton drives one to left field, and just like that, the Twins are on top.
Well, that's that Buxton we saw earlier in the year. Hitting hanging sliders up in the third deck, turning on balls. That that's a great way to set the tone against an ace. You got to get the aces early, and they've done that so far.
That's the second of three straight homers in the first against Cole, and the first of two on the day for Buxton. He has a hit in seven of his last eight games, three homers in the last 2 days. He's molten. The Phillies as a team are molten. A new manager bump, making guys feel like there's a spark there. Seventh win in a row with the help of Bryce again.
Out to center field. That's well hit. Taylor's going back toward the wall. It is gone! High up on the scoreboard. A monster home run for Bryce Harper. His 15th of the year. And again, it's not affecting his swing as he gives the Phils a 4-2 lead.
That's the elbow they're talking about. Ryan, I wish I was that effective with a bad elbow at anything, really. Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do with that one either. Bryce has hits in six of his last seven, six home runs already here in June. He and Kyle Schwarber lead the Phillies with 15. Onward to the weekend. Before we make our picks, we'll get a guest weekender from our friends at the BetQL Network. Lucy Burge is next.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
All right, it's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, and coming up in a minute, we'll make all of our picks. We'll give you our version of the Weekender as well and send you on your way. But I'm tired of the way we think. You know, it works sometimes, but we need help from somebody else who thinks about this stuff. And so we reached out to our friends at the BetQL Network as they think about all things gambling, and we said, who likes Beat the Streak? Who thinks about hits on a daily basis? And we are now pleased to talk to Lucy Burge. You can find her at the BetQL Network, find her on Twitter as well. Lucy, thank you so much. How do you think about Beat the Streak, or when you're thinking about whether a guy's going to get a hit on a given day, what do you look at and how do you think about it?
Well, thank you for having me. First of all, I think about it in terms of their success against the pitcher they're facing that day, but also the vibes I get from them. So say, you know, one Shohei Ohtani, huge hit vibes from him. Aaron Judge, again, huge hit vibes from him. So I look at that and how often they get hits, and I'm like, you know what, this is as close to a sure thing as you could possibly get. So I look at vibes, first off vibes, and then I look at how they've done against that team, that pitcher on this day, that kind of thing.
That's awesome. So I do an anecdotal pick and an analytical pick. Vibes is another way to think about it. I'm scrolling through Baseball Savant right now. I can't find the vibes section. Where do you have that? How do I pull that up? Or is that just...
That should be on the energy page, the energy tab on the side. Where okay. Can we manifest this energy here?
All right. Well, you know, that's why we all have our own spreadsheets. I like it. All right. So Lucy Burge, what do you like today, Friday, for folks playing Beat the Streak?
Yes, so I am looking very closely at Anthony Rizzo to get a hit at minus 250 at BetMGM against the Cubs. So Anthony Rizzo has a seven-game hitting streak going. So he's got his streak of his own going here. He is coming off of a two-hit game in the Yankee series against the Twins. Anthony Rizzo had four hits in those three games. He has 45 hits this season, 14 home runs, eight hits in his last seven games, 11 hits in his last 15 games.
All right, so Rizzo tonight, people take that into account. Give us a Saturday pick, please.
So Saturday, as mentioned prior, Shohei Ohtani. It was really difficult. I'm a big Red Sox fan, so rooting against Shohei Ohtani in this Angels series was very difficult, but I am right back on the Ohtani train here. He is my legend, my lord, Shohei Ohtani, against the Mets to get a hit. He has 55 hits this season, this absolute immortal god, seven in his last seven games and 11 in his last 15 games. So Shohei Ohtani to get a hit, probably in the form of a home run, knowing this guy.
Love it. So after the start in which he homers, have him getting another one on a couple days later. Dig it. And then
exactly.
One for Sunday from Lucy Burge.
Yes, so Sunday, again, as mentioned before, Aaron Judge. Vibes are high for Aaron Judge, as they kind of always are, which, again, as a Red Sox fan, a little difficult for me, but he's exciting to watch. So Yankees against the Cubs. Aaron Judge has 9 hits in his last 7 games, 16 in his last 15, 37 in his last 30. The guy is a hit factory. 65 total hits this season. I always see a great chance Aaron Judge will get a hit. The guy is a machine. Aaron Judge to get a hit for sure.
All right, so a Red Sox fan choosing 2 Yankees and the Angel who just beat the Red Sox. This is how you know she really trusts her hit vibes, right?
Exactly. Yes. That's how you know the vibes are legit.
Yeah, because they go against the lifetime predilection. Lucy Burge, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
As we look at today, just today, the full slate of 15 games, a lot of new series starting. Using the Petriello Savant chart, starting pitchers with the lowest percentage of plate appearances that have resulted in a hit of any kind since the beginning of 2021. Number 2 on the list is a guy I love, Tristan McKenzie of Cleveland. Dr. Sticks is what they call him. He's super duper thin, but God, he's so good. 4th best whip in all of MLB, 2nd best hits per 9 in all of MLB. Stay away from any and all of your Oakland A's.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time now for my daily AA. I hit it yesterday with Freddie Freeman and Joey Votto, both in the afternoon. It made for a very restful baseball evening, I'll tell you that much. First pick is anecdotal. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, that's Luis Arias. He might be the best pure hitter in the game right now. J.D. Martinez has cooled off a little bit. Arias is hitting, what, 359? 402 in the last 30 days. But I saw him go deep yesterday against Gerrit Cole. That's not his usual thing, but just the fact that he can do that every once in a while makes me smile. He'll have a couple singles today back to his normal form against the Rays. Then analytically, oh, Alejandro Kirk of the Blue Jays is absurd when they play him. He's hitting 385 over the last month, 486 over the last 15 days. In a good catcher competition with Danny Jansen for playing time, but Kirk rakes when he goes, and Elvin Rodriguez of the Tigers is gettable. Right, Ryan?
Yes, Elvin Rodriguez gave up 11 hits in 4-plus innings at Yankee Stadium in his last outing. So he is right for the picking once again. And I'm also going with a Blue Jay tonight for my 4th pick there, Speegs. Let's go with Bo Bichette tonight. The dude is steadily heating up. He's hit 339 in his last 14 games. He's better against righties this year than he is against lefties, and Rodriguez is a righty. Also, according to Baseball Savant, Bichette is in the 92nd percentile for average exit velocity for hitters, and Elvin Rodriguez is in the 2nd percentile for average exit velocity among pitchers. So Bichette is going to hit the ball hard tonight.
There it is. The 4th pick is Bo Bichette, and I give you my daily AA of Alejandro Kirk and Luis Arias. Taking a look at the Weekender. Help people out all weekend long, Ryan.
Yes, J.D. Martinez, you mentioned that he's cooled off, but all season long he's been great on the road and against left-handed pitching. The Red Sox are at Seattle this weekend. Lefties Marco Gonzalez and Robbie Ray should be starting for the Mariners this weekend, so keep an eye on J.D. Martinez. And then Saturday night, in that same matchup, on the other side of things, Ty France of the Seattle Mariners. He faces Michael Wacha on Saturday. France is 7-for-9 in his career against Wacha, so keep an eye on him. Also, J.P. Crawford, Jesse Winker, Eugenio Suarez, and Adam Frazier also have great career numbers against Wacha.
But Wacha's reinvented a little bit, was dominant against the Angels last time out. We'll see if history repeats for those guys against him on Saturday. On Sunday, the Braves' offense has been so good lately. 2 hitters own Pittsburgh's Jose Quintana. Marcelo Zuna, 7-for-14. Ozzie Albies is 5-for-6 against Quintana. So think about that on Sunday. And then Padres at home against Herman Marquez. Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, Jake Cronenworth, all over 300 hitters in their career against Marquez, who has given up 75 hits in just 61 innings this season. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to folks at MLB, Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, the great Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Klayman, the man upstairs. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. And don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that your guys, all weekend long, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.